Rosh Hashanah Maria. We hold the sugya of Shehiyah and this is the Rabbanon Shem Yechako might be a problem of Havara or Bishul or Muksa. And we came out, we mentioned there were seven different Aterim inside this Issa the Rabbanon. The Mishnah starts off with Kash Gvava, the first thing. Second is Gora Fakotum. Third is Michael Ben Asai Kwon Chananiel. A fourth is Gemara Begzal Daf Lamad Zayin, the sugya of Samach. A fifth, the Gemara Begzal of Mavush called Charkoi, Shal of Ralo, Biyofaloi. Those are five in our sugya. And two more, David Ches, the Kidur Chayso, the idea of Tos Ketet. Now, we went through last time, we point out we have to apply these head term, sign again to Kiro, Kubach, and Tanner. Then the sugya of Chazaro. Last time we went through the idea of Kashu Gova, the first heter. We point out the study of the heter is not shy to the idea of Chitoi. And for this reason, when a person has a hot plate, has one setting, the Kuro should be motivated for this reason. We did ask to get other utensils, the stovetop, or our ovens, our electricity, or gas, maybe also applies this, we study this heter over here. Maestas from our Machmer, if not applying this heter, again, Masafil Kulo. The second heter we discussed last time is the idea of Garfakotum. We defined what it meant. A shalav doesn't mean covering the norms, would not covering the heating element. What's negar to our then the silver folds are working out. And the chum of the pleshman on taina, if you change the settings after you put it on the pot for the silver foil, you leave it there, silver foil in your pot. From week to week, there is no heter of the sigil of garfakotum. We left out one question to define garfakotum is when exactly is garfakotum the mice work? That means the halacha of do we need Gorf and Kotum, Kun Chananias, Michael Bendesoy, you do not need it. According to Chum, you do need it. What about when it's less Michael Bendesoy? You have something that's not cooked at all, it cannot be eaten by Shas and Chak. What's the local Sayyidi Abonim, Sayyid Chananio? There's something that's a Pach, Matechas, something that's Gorf and Kotum that work when it's less than Michael Bendesoy. Coming to the Rashba, beginning of the parak, it discusses what's Svarat Machalik. He says, according to Chananio, you said over here with Michael Ben Asai, you can eat it for Shas and Chak. According to Rabbanon, true, it's not enough, you shouldn't be Gorf and Kotum, but Maisa, since it is Roy B'Shas and Chak, a hecker called you, Gorf and Kotum, the Maisa works. But in a situation over here, where it's not Roy to be eaten at all, so you have Daita L'Chakra, you can put Das to be Chatechet, to stoke the flame, you want to deal with it. So maybe in a situation where it's not Michael Ben Asai, Sai Chananya, Sai Rabbanon, maybe a Gorf and Kotum would not work. That's the sound of the Rajbo. They point out the simple reading of the Gemara seems to go this way. Kiddachais is a heter. Kiddachais, this is above Kiddachais, it's already hot. It's already hot, let us play. It's less than Michael Mendes, sorry. The Gemara Shalom, what's the case of the Mishnah when it says Litoin is a case of the Shehiyo and the Chachomim, or the case of Chazara and the, according to the Chananiel? That means the simple reading is a Tosfos Daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah case is a case of Shehiyah. So the fact that Gemara says, if the case of Shehiyah, according to Chananiah, how do you mean the Mishnah? The Gemara's Doich Chesura Mechsa Vokitran has a way to put in more words into the Mishnah. Says Tosfos, why do we want to be Doich of the Mishnah for? Because you're Paskin like Chananiah. So therefore, according to Chananiah, Mishnah has to be a Chesura Mechsa. The Shaila is, why do we need the Mishnah simple, Shehiyah, like the simple reading of the Mishnah is? It says Chananio, it's less than Michael Ben Desai. Let's make a reason we pass Chananio what Taisa says. The case of Mishnah Shia, and I'm wanting Garfer Kotum for, because it's less than Michael Ben Desai. So the Rieta, the Sugya, sounds like there was no option. The Gemara is saying it's Michael Ben Desai, then the Chananio or the Rabbanon, Chazara or Shia. It says less than Michael Ben Desai. It says the case of Chananio here. So the weird thing more sounds like the situation over here is that there is no heter less than Michael Ben Desai. Now you could answer the fact that the Mishnah says it's Chamim and Tavshil, says Tosfos Daf Lamed and Beis, Pashtus means it already was Michael Ben Desai. So since the Mishnah Michael Ben Desai, we cannot say the Mishnah is less than Michael Ben Desai. And therefore the Rabbi has this question, Lamech at the end of the day, he says the Ikur Malach is to be Mekel. So even less than Michael Ben Desai, Gorf HaKotim and Maisa does work. Does work. And therefore, Chananiah and the Rabbanon. There is no difference over here. And that seems to be Tosfos Daf Lamed Zayin. The riff, his words are, helped cold relief for everything over here. The Baal Mor, the Forsh that way, the Ban is that way, the Ran, the Ashlom, the Meiri, the Kamal, the Tzeh that way. Tzeh the Meister does work. What's the lacha by smicha? Says the last question is when it's not goref, whose sheet is it going in? Says the kodesh mandiyom al shia kodesh the chamim. The question is neged say shia and say mechazara. But according to Chananya, what's the last question by smicha? He says either a case of chazara or according to Chananya less than Michael ben Desai. So you see, Tosfos with Avlam Zayin seems to understand that something that's less than Michael ben Desai, the Meister Gorf does work. So we still have one malach among the Rishonim that even though it's not clear the sugyo, but less than Meichel ben Desai, the Chanani and the Abon Gorf of Katun Meister does work. Al Tzad Hashani, Kamlung the Balamot, Kamlung the Rosh, he brings down questions on the Rif. Why in the world is the Rif? He passed the life to the Meister Chachomim. Yet the Rif brings down the sugyo and the Afyutes, the Mishnah, the Abchof. They're finding what to get a Michael ben Desai is. In fact, they were showing him upon the Rif, why are you bringing down the loch of Michael ben Desai when you pass the lech chomim? So come on to the Rebbe Yoina, and he wants to answer. And he says, the reason why I need it for, because even according to the chomim, it has to be a situation that is Michael ben Desai, then the Gorf of Katan works. Points out Kivega, and the Rosh left it as is. That means the reading of the Rebbe Yoina brought down by the Rosh. The reason why the Rif, who does not pass like Chananya, still needs a loch of Michael ben Desai, because otherwise Garf or Katim does not work. So we have Fakert Amahalach, the Rosh is bringing down the Ben Yana, that says a less of Michael ben Desai does not work Garf or Katim. We see the Chomashito, the Chorahud and Chananya. They point out, unfortunately, in the Ramach and the Kesem Mishnah, the less of Michael ben Desai, the Mice does not work. It's true, the Rashba by Osna Favov, what do you make old? Look at the Rashba, not in Ches, the Maestri being Machmur, which there's the Rashba. So the Maestri have Machlikes among the Rishonim, a situation where a person is less than Michael ben Desai, that means let's say your children is not Michael ben Desai, you want to do a case of Shia. So the case of Garf and Kutum, the Silphol, the Maestri work over here. Does it work or not? Machlikes among the Rishonim. Look at the Maestri, the Machab is very clear, he writes before in the Sephalah, the loch over here of in the Shita of Chananya, the Yesh Omrim, the words are or works, the Loi Higil of Michael ben Desai. He says very clearly, Maisha does work even though it did not reach the level of Michael ben Desai, brought by the Graz and others. Mishavua, at least he passed away in Mishavua, signed Sekhon Tazayin, Sekhon Rem Aleph, twice in Simon Rishon Dalet. However, coming to be a loch, he says, Maisha, I'm Kiveger. You see, Maisha is not Bor, the Rosh brings down their Ben Yoino. There's a Rashba, there's a steer over here. And therefore, it says not clear, you have personally right the Maisa to be Michael over here, in the case of less than Michael ben Desai. It's less than Michael ben Desai. So Maisa, we have a shell among the Rishonim. The Pais can sound like you Michael. I come to be a local design, it's not bar. A local Maisa, I come to be a local and others point out, Maisa, what can we do? What should we do a local Maisa? That's less than Michael ben Desai. So first, number one, the Sefer Shlomo Zalman Tshuva discussing a Shail of Shia, which is only an Isser Drabbanan over here. Number one. Number two, Rav Yishen Ma'amekel. Number three, Rav Paisim L'maisa Ma'amekel over here. Number four, they point out, the Mechaber and all the Naisa that came on the page left the Mechaber as is. That means the Taz left the Mechaber as is, the Mechavrom left as is, the Mechavrom left as is. There's no Shail that's Ma'amekel Ma'amekel, so you can't be Ma'amekel. Number five, they point out that we start off in the last Chabur, there may be our cooking utensils, the electricity or gas, maybe not need that whole idea of Garf or Kotum. Way number six, said Shlomo Zalman, you have to realize, Kivekia says Sarachin Ladinoi, Yalokha says not Bar. So you have the Paikim who are clear 100%, and those are Masopek. So the cases of Abonah, what come to be Machmer, I heard people try to give Shia to be Machmer, what come to be Machmer here, something that's not Bar, or something that's about to be Michael among the other Paikim. They point out, Mishmuel Alocha Sosim Lakula. And when he wants to be Chush Mimachme, he writes, I am Bialocha. Over here, he left it as is. Mishmuel says it's Alocha. And Bialocha, he does point out, Kiregan says not borrow this idea. An eighth point, there's a first Yishalayim who wants a Taino that to answer to learn the Ben Yoino, that there's a situation, it depends whether the case over here is the person first to go for Kotum and then they put the pie on top. Or they did put the path there first, and then they did Garf and Kotum. You want to tie the whole time it says Dafgo, when you put the path there, and then the Garf and Kotum afterwards. That will answer Hakul the Rift. The Rift says, "Call me to Michael." Ben Yonah saying, "Pshat in the Rift of the Yera." Void. Come along. Halbushim points out there's a stirus of Ben Yonah. The Ben Yonah brought down by the Beis Nesi, but asked him to Michael. Yet the Ben Yonah seems to be Machmer. The one Taina, yes, at certain times the body can be Michael, when it's Garf and Kotum and then the pan afterwards. By us, what are we doing? We're doing Garf and Kotum. You put the black there, and then you put the pan afterwards. So even according to the Ben Yonah, the one Taina Lamaisa could be Mutter. Void. A ninth thing. Teres Chaim says the whole time Ben Yonah being Machmer only by the case of a Tanu, not by the case of a Kira. To build upon all these reasons, Shom Zalman and Numas are Chodim and Mlach to the place can go, but Ika Lach Lamaisa, even less than Michael when they're sorry, Lamaisa Blach does work. Gar Chodim Lamaisa does look, work, again, the Bialach does bring down to that bar, Lamaisa place can go like the steam is a Mechaber, Lamaisa does work.
What?
With
M.
What if it could them works for Tana? We'll get to Tana. We're right now discussing Kira. Stovetop. Teres Chaim was saying by Tana that's the only time you're Machmer. Fine. So again, so you went through one had to cash from Glover on the Mishnah, the second out of the case of Gorfa Kotem.
So the bottom line is Mutter.
Bottom line is Mutter. Come, those who are Machmer, like Yaakov says. Third actor, the idea of Michael ben Desoy. That means the Chavetz Chaim Zakdomo, the Simon Mishnah Gimel starts off as Machlokes Chananya versus Rabbonon. The Shaila had a Paskin. The Rif and the Rambam, they Paskin like the Rabbonon. Aksal Hasheni, the Mishnah Brura, brings down that the Rashi and Tosfos Paskin like Chananya over here. That means even though the Gemara has to be Toshmaz, Ibn Yudel Ifshito, Machlokes among the Rishonim had to go Paskin. Now, by now, I assume in Masur, the Rif. And the Rosh and the Shakram tie the give and take. The kids who comes out from the Rift, he big here has five Rayas Lamaisa to be Machmer. The Kamalung starts off that after Gemara has to be Toshimaz, number one, the Gemara is a case of Samach. And the case of Samach, by the boy, it says, Toichel v'gabri Osir. A Gabri is Osir. Case of Shio, coming to Asir. Al Mari Golik the Chomim, that's the Shakram Tayo. Number two says the Rift. Afterwards, the Gemara brings out to answer the case of Samach, a Braiso. The Rice before show there. That on top of it, Maisa also less Gar for Kotum. I said one Brisa, but after reading more, it's two Brises. The first Toshma and the third Toshma, in the case of Samoch. A third thing says the Rif, the fact of Oishia passing this way. A fourth thing says Rif, the Rav Abachon of Rav Yechon passing the Maisa this way. The fifth thing says Rif, the Sugin Aflam of Chesed and Beis by the Mishnah of Tanner, the Gemara to Shakim Tav, the case of Shia. Those are Mekitzi's five writers. Come on the Ran. The Rosh other Rishon to answer back all five writers. The fact that you want to say the case of Samoch, the Gemara's case of Samoch is the case of Shio. The answer to Tosfos either means the case of Chazara, the Gemara's question, or it's the case of Shio, but says Tosfos, less than Michael ben Nisai. The point that we really say that the Brises are mafurish that the Aloch is Garf and Kotim you need by the case of Michael ben Nisai, the two Brises, says to the Rishon and Chami, that's a Yehuda Shita. A lot of Gideon is a Yehuda out there. And we're going to learn out us Aloch Lamaisa from the case of Shia to the Sugya of Chazara. I had the question of Oishia, Echlami, don't pass the Oishia. I had the case of Abba Bachonu Amab Yechon, yes, you don't pass the Abba Bachonu Amab Yechon. I had the Sugya of Lamachasa basis as Shakim Tai of Shia, that's not true, Shakim Tai of case of Chazara. That's the answers, five answers back. Then the Rivka on the further says, I have two kashas against me. I have Sheshis Amab Yechon of Paskins Lukula Chananio. I have Rubber, a case over here as too much nice that way, the mice to be Michael. She says, the Shetan of Yerichel, the mice to be no Paschal like. And the two missions, the mice are love Dafko. And the Rishonim, the Rosh, the places, being on the third rider, the Sugin Daf Yates, or by the case of being on the Sugin Michael when the story. And again, that how do we answer? Either you can answer places, the Rosh from the Ben Yaino, that of there is different, in the case of Michael when the story was not Garfu Kotum. Or you can answer how the Ran wants to answer, Tzli is different than the case of Shio. By the case of a Tanner. By those of the kids of that's a Shakra Tanner, they give and take. Maisa, we have again Machlokes Chananya versus Rabbanan. Chananya, what is it, Lundus, what is the Svar, speaks of the place game, why do you make a once a Michael by the side? Maisa, the standard person, not eat it, unless it's before she goes to Sarkai. Why is there a Shash of Shem Yechato? So the one way I had to say it over, the grass starts with saying one Malach, that something is Michael by the side when it enters Shabbos. By the time it gets to the pseudo, it's fully cooked. And that's how the Pesukei Teshuvah says is the Ikar Malach. We point out the Nafkamino in the last Chaburo. Is that let's say it entered Shabbos, it was not Michael Mendesoy. And you're even the Isser of Shia. and now became Michael ben Nisari. Do you still have a chiyuv to remove it? According to this Malach, you still have a chiyuv to remove it. Because the Maisa, they don't have the het anymore, even according to Chananya. Maisa, the second Malach of the grass does not go this way, and the Mishmur does not go this way. They understand the Yisrael over here is, once the Michael ben Nisari, you can't eat a Peshas at Chak. For this reason, the Chashash come out to Bechatech. Why do Chitoy when it can't be eaten this way? And Beki, you look at the Ezruah, he says, Malach, there's no need to be Mechatech when it's ready to be eaten, even by you, Peshas at Chak. There's a third way of saying it over the Prima Godem that says a similar idea of the first Malach of the Graz, that in this situation, since going from Michael ben Nisari to be ready to be eaten fully is in a short time, therefore we're not worried, Shemi Yechato. Or another way, how Moshe says over in Dibros, he comes along and says, that we mentioned again last Kabura, well, something is Michael ben Nisari, is there an Issa de Raiso, the Sugi of Bishol? We'll get to Loch and Simish and Yechas and Sevdalid, we are Loch of Bingdan. Ram Shita versus others. Ram says, what's the Michael ben Nisari? There's no din bishul deraisa. If so, there won't be any chashash of chitoy, because there'll be exer otto drabon exer exer. They will come along to be maker once there's a case of Michael ben Nisari. Those do want to argue with the Moshe. One taino, the chashash of chitoy not mitzad bishul, tzadasug of avoro, which is the deraisa. That's what Moshe wants to say. A fourth way to answer the yisrael of Chananya. That's what he wants to say, yes. That's the one Satana, correct.
The other
Yisroel were Chananya. That's it. They kept on how they paskin. Well, Ram, the don't pask like Chananya. They point out that Ram was Shitoso and Chanami. These are the four reasons of Chananya. Why the Rabbanim disagree? Obviously, they don't hold these stories over here. And then Moshe goes on three ways of saying why the Chumul might disagree with Chananya over here. Or by why there are still Chosh and Chitor, and the standard story is true, Roy Meshach and Chak. The Maestah, it's a little bit raw over here, it's only for a robber, a gadif, and we want to eat it fully, and if we are fresh, the chash of chitoy. Aloha Maestah, Hanako Paskin, we have a chalik's Chananya versus Rabbanon. So, first, negate to those who pass by Chananya, they point out among the goinim, it's Rav Hai goin, Rav Shuri goin, Rav Tzadok goin, it's Rav Hagna way of Ben Chananel, five different goinim and Maestah Paskin clearly like Chananya. But afterwards, also, the Bialoch being down is Rashi replaces. If you look around, the Ikkar around 35 different Ushenim and Goinim, the Pasim like Chananya. That's one side. The words of Tashbas, when he ends off his Shuva, Tzvara Nogo Ken Kol Kihilois, or Minigisol Torah. The big name Tashbas says Minigisol Torah, that's the Miniklaisol already. Asad Hashani, the Rosh himself brings down Yudor Abatzalino, that disagrees and says we pass like a Chomin, the Shiltis, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ben Yoinim, the Ramban. And there seem to be 11 different Goinim who should not pass them that way. They seem to hold the Lachas for a carrot. The idea is that we pass them to be Chosh Lachumro, like the Chomim, that it has to be a case of Garfo Kotim, once even those situations, Michael Ben Nisari. The Mavucha among the Achoinim is really the Shitas Arosh. That means the Rosh is Marachovir, Shaka Vitayo, the Raif Mikan Lakan, both Dodim. What is his Maskono? He ends off by saying, Mishil Shuaba Deus. The new Moshita is over here. Twice of the Duke of Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos, number two. Lo Yishmu Lachachmer, number three. They're not going to come to listen to be Machmer. Therefore, Nachlem Keminig Api Apoiskim Kechananyo. That means he's saying the Lav Shitas, number one. Number two, we're very Machmer Oynik Shabbos. We're not going to listen anyway, HaNachlem. What is his Maskon over here? Now, I mean, the Loshon HaNachlem and Shabbos seem to be two ways of saying it over. There's one way of saying it, Hanachlem, Hanachlem Yisrael, Mutif Sheshogim Aliyem Ezidim. Come over my Sham and says, what does it mean over here? It means Mutif Sheshogim Aliyem Ezidim. That means Hanachlem, come over Rosh is saying, if you ask me what to go do, the words are to be Machmer. You're not going to listen anyway, Geshom Yilesmoich. I mean, instead of Hanachlem as one concept over here, as Mutif Sheshogim Aliyem Ezidim, Abada means to be Machmer. She says, that's not what the Rosh means, Mutiv Sheshoykin. It means Anachlem, is an old Rosh in Chazal, Anachlem, the words of the Rosh, she saw, and Ein Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im Hein. Or Anachlem, the words of Chanis, Mikadin, Father Ika Loch over here. And therefore the Chanis understands, he said over here, is Anachlem, to leave him as is, that this is the Ika Loch. That means the Mavucha, what is the Rosh Maskono? Best may point out, the Torah, it brings down, that who passed like Chananya? My father, the Rosh. Come on, the Drisha says, where in the world do you see the Rosh passing like this? Yes, it's Kasha. Says the Drisha, maybe from the fact we've seen the Sugar Naflam and Zion. The Gemara said, depends upon Minig, where you're living.
So since Rosh ends up Niklai Sotri Mekel, that's why he's passing this way. He followed the minig over here. Maisa comes out that even though the Torah says Rosh passes away, it's not clear where it's coming from. And the Mavucha Machlik is the Bialocha, the Chavetz Chaim. Whereas the Chavnish, what the Maisa is the Maskono. The Bialocha's words are Loi Rosh Limchlis, does not want to make a Machlo. That means the Bialocha is standing, because that the Rosh is the Maisa, seem to say, what you should give out to your Mezidim, to your Machmel like the Marsham. The Chanush is saying that's not Pshan the Rosh. Pshan the Rosh is B'Sayim at the Ika Halacha. Reinavim, B'Neinavim. So again, the Gete we showed him to Rebbe Yishon the Maisa Mekel, the Lord's Maisa of Machmer, and the Dasi Rosh, the Mavucha exactly how to understand it. Let's go now to the Paiskim, how they take Halacha Maisa. And we start first with the Mechaber and then the Ramo. The Mechaber, the way he ends off in the Beis Yosef, he says, lots of the day, kol ha-sofik, it's nothing to do with Kidur Chayso. That means first, the Beis Yosef sounds like, let's be choshev machmer, aleph. Second is, the Mechaber brings it down, he's a stam, like the Rif the Ramo, the machmer like a chomim, as Yesh Oimim, like Rashi and Tosfos, to be maker like a nanyo, the klal of stam, Yesh Oimim, halachic is stam. And therefore, the Mar Avram and Simon Reish and Dalit says, the Mechaber is coming to be machmer. The Aloch of Os and Sif Aleph says, the Bialoch says the fact that it's Tav Yeshevim, the Mechaber is coming to be Machmer. Now the reason why the Mogav Roman is Simon Rishon and Dalet, you look up the Mechaber over there, Beshem will get to, after Shuas, the Mechaber over there seems to be Mekel. Fakert. Therefore there is a Minchas Koyim, there's a Zechor Liyitzchok says, the Mechaber is Mekel. I over here is Tav Yeshevim, one option says Zechor Liyitzchok, he was Chazer. And therefore there's Mavucha among them, they swear, what exactly she to the Mechaber is, she over here sounds like being Machmer. We'll have to get some rich and Dalit. That seems to be Mekel over here. The Shaitin Maisa answers the question why Maisa is not a steer. But there is a Shalom Maisa, what's the Das of the Mechaber? What's the Das of the Ramo? The Mo says, V'nogu lahoku, Klaisel is knowing to be Mekel. Kamung Masham, he points out, the Ramon Shua says, why does sometimes it say V'chein Noigim? And sometimes it says V'nogu. Says the Ramon himself, when I say V'nogu, why the Am themselves are knowing this way, V'ein Nochen Kain. It's incorrect. Says the Masham, the one says Venogu, that means Klai Yisrael is doing something good, that's there in Hogo, which Lodak is the correct thing to go do. That means the simple reading of the Mechaber and Maisi Machmer is not the simple wish of Dalit. Simple reading of the Ramosi Mechel is not the simple said the word Venogu. It's not the simple what Mechaber the Mol Maisa coming out with. Maisa. Mavush, when he says over the word Ramon, he switches the word Venogim Lahakal, not Venogu. They point out, Maisa, he is Mekel. The Mitzchus Koyin, Maisa, the end of the day is Mekel. Shulchan Shloima, Tverei Salam Mishnayis, the Graz, the Urcha Shulchan, Shvisha Shabbos, the Chaznish, or Latin. If you want, the Urcha Shabbos is Mekel straight up, in Perik Beis, Sif Dal, Sif Vav, and then Sif Tezvav. Maisa, he went like Chaznish, Maisa, Mekel. Maisa seems to be the most firm, take on the Chol Pachas as a Maila to be Machmer. That means you get to Mar Avram, Sif Kodin, Tezvav, Sumer Masur, maybe did see. In Maisa's words, all the Maisa is a mutav, it's better to be machmer when it's a case of Maichel Menesori to be a case of Gorif and Kotum. Those are the words of Taisha Shabbos, the Prima Godim, the Chido. And you certainly read the Be'aloch this way, it's certainly coming out that way. It's coming out, still in the Milo, doing what's the sound of Rosh way to not to make a machod, not to listen anyway. The Chavetz Chaim is certainly coming out, like a Chilo, Toim Lazar, person should be a case of Gorif and Kotum, was a case of Maichel Menesori. Hagam, we'll get the simulation test at the end of the Simon over here of Shiach Zohar Tumano, it makes a klal maloch lemaiso. In the klal aloch lemaiso, Rishon Tess, and also Rishon Zayin, it brings out what's aloch? What's Michael ben Asai? You do not need to be Garfu Kotum. That means, as a technical aloch, he left it as is. But the Bialoch is telling you about it, that the better thing to go do is to be a case of Garfu Kotum, what's the case of only Michael ben Asai over here? Malin Chaznish, yeah. Chaznish come to argue with the Mishnah Berurah. He's coming to disagree with him. Maisa, we'll get to. So Maisa, look among the place, Malachim is Manazeh, whether it's Shlomo Zalman, or the Shemir Shabbos, or of Nevenzal, or of Simcha Bonim, or of Ribiat, or of Balk, or Pesach Chubas, it all come along the same, it can the same idea, that you should, it's better, it's proper, it's a Milo, different Lashonis over here, that a person should be Machmer, and make sure when it's only a case of Michael Menesoy, to have a case of being Garf and Kotum. However, the Loch is, Anachlem. Leave the technical lockets, leave them as is. There is those wanting to throw it even today, certainly, that once you're losing gas, electricity, come on, Lichus Shleim. I said, the Vada and Nachlem, leave them as a minute, that person can be a case of Michael Ben Nisai is enough over here. But even on the thought that the correct time hope that the mile is to be machmer, how far to be machmer? That means we have a case over here of that should be once Michael but the soy to be machmer until the bevushal called sarkoi. Let's say the bevushal called sarkoi, but the case over here when you cook it, it's mitzdamik the yofaloi. Still, you should be machmer. Is the chometz chaim is still telling you to be machmer? That means you'll get to the machlokes gemara daf lamizayim beis. Ram and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, they want to come along to be say the halacha is so. Ram and Shmuel, they come along to want to be machmer unless it's mitzdamik for aloi. Masha Enkin, Rav Ukva, and Rabbi Yechon said to be makel, and even the case of mitzdamik for yofaloi, you do not need a case of gar for kotum. What is the chometz chaim the meister coming to be machmer? What is the chumah the meister to be machmer over here? Is it only a case of the situation once the bush called tzarki it's enough? Even once the yoflay still to be machmer. So first, the mechaber is very clear. The mechaber writes, when he machmer the stav yeshirim, he said the bush called tzarki is not enough, even in the case of yoflay. Even in the case of yoflay, still a person needs to be a case of gorifikotum. That's his shita. Mai said, what's the chometz chaim saying? So the bialach, when he says it over, he says, the achila vada toiv lezor, a vada person should be machmer. Number one, the bush called tzarchai when it hits chashecha should be fully cooked. And number two, he says, l'salkoi mina ish. B'alokha says, l'salkoi mina ish. What does that mean? I'm just kind of telling you what to go do practically. The chachila, toy, lizar. Number one, the bush called tzarchai, l'salkoi mina ish. Sounds like it's fully cooked. The mice, that's not enough. Could it be a case of a stomach v'yafaloi? Therefore, salkum in age, take it off the fire. Now, why is it going to be fully cooked if you're taking it off the fire? Otherwise, you want to have it fully cooked for Shabbos. Being practical here, make sure it's fully cooked, you can eat it Friday night. And then take it away from the fire and still do not leave it there. Why? Besides, it's still, it's yafaloi. It says the Chadish Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to be machmer, hafati machmer, even if it's fully cooked, the loch is still it's not enough. Unless it's yaloi, if it's yafaloi, still yet be a case of gar for kotim. Well, the salkim in the ish. The question really is, as Ari is shaking his head, the Chometz Chaim is telling you what to go do. You don't want hot food Friday night. You don't want something hot chicken. You want hot soup. You don't want something hot over here. He's telling you to remove it. Right? He left out the point. He's saying, and let's say it's yaloi, leave it as is. He left it out. Right? They point out is the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish and Zayin. He tells you what to go do over here. He comes with Sukkot and Memdalad. He says the case over here, what's the Eitzah? Number one, Kidr Chayso. And number two, Mavushal called Tzarkoi. It does not say Mavushal called Tzarkoi Viraloi. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like Mavushal called Tzarkoi can leave it on top of the Eish over here. So there seems to be a second way to understand the study of the Bialoch, what he's telling you, the Salkum and the Eish. Again, we have a Machlik, the Sugya of Yofloi Viraloi. What's the Lachoi, Ram and Shmuel, the Meister, they want to be. Machmer, less than Raloi, Mashu Enkin, Rabbi Yechon, Mar Ukva. Does that depend upon the machlokes of Chananya and the Rabbanon? So we see clearly from the Rosh, it's not Toli Zebezeh. He writes that the Rabbeinu Chananel does not pass in Chananya or the Rabbanon. Yet, he passed in the Loch is you make it once Yafaloi. That means not Toli Zebezeh. Therefore, those who want to come on the Taino, the Loch is had a paskin, would be Machmer, Meshbur says, Tribe deserve Chomen. And therefore, the Loch is according to Chananya. It can be Michael Minasai Vyofaloi, it can be Michael. The opponent can be Michael, can be Mushkal Tzarka Vyofaloi, can be Michael. That means not Toli Zebazah. Therefore, the way we're passing the Chometz Chaim is saying, Mushkal Tzarka, that's enough. Even Yofaloi, the Maisa, that's enough. Don't take on this Chumah of Toli Zar so far to be Machme, even for the Shito of Rav and Shmuel. The Loch of Mushkal Tzarka, the Maisa, that's enough, can have hot food Friday night. I says the word, Lasalto Minesh. So the Bialacha goes on further and says, but let's say, b'de'eved, you have a case of Orchim, then what to go do? He says, make sure before Shkia it's on a pitpot, on a tripod, and also a chetzi mishuloi. That means Chometz Chaim ends off the Bialacha, two things, chetzi mishuloi. That means Mamaychel v'nesoy b'achol is chetzi yishlish, l'chadchila says the case of chetzi mishuloi. What he says, it's upon a tripod over here, it's not on the coals. Why does not want to be on top of the coals? So there are more ends off in Sif Aleph. Walk at the top of the coals, you take it out, you might move the coals. You have a bayam, it's on the Sugiv of Oro, Sugiv Kivoi. Or according to Mechaber, you have a bayam, it's on the Sugiv of Tmono. Therefore, the Chometz Chaim is telling you, b'di'evid, what you go do? have it on a tripod, the situation was chetzi b'shuloi. Dilo says of Eider, was Chometz Chaim mean lechat chilo? He's telling him of what's called tzorka l'stalkim min eish, meaning leave it in the fire, in the oven, but don't have it on top of the coals over here. Otherwise, you have a bayam, it's in the sugi of Avoro and Kivoi. It's on the sugi of Atmon, according to the Mechaber. But why do you want to have food at night? And again, the fact is not saying that locha mavushko tzorkoi, the situation is daft viraloi, but again, the Chometz Chaim being make mavushko tzorkoi, and that's enough. Shlom Zalman, Shlom Shlomo, he went this way. He does say tzorkin, how do we, why the Mishmur take on the kula on the sugi of Machloik, the Yoflo viraloi? That's Pshal Meisner in the Bialocha. The Veget, he's coming along to say that Mavushko Tzorka L'maisa is enough and not taking it a step further of Dafka Raloi. Again, we have a Chometz Chaim. Machloik is, what is the Avonah in the Chometz Chaim? Chanush is very clear. He says, when it says, yes, what does it mean, L'salkam and Eish? The Loch is, even according to Chometz Chaim, that in the Tzad to be Machmer, he Machmer how far Mavushko Tzorka and Dafka Raloi. If the Yafla, he still needs case of Gar Pekotam. Salah Shani. And our numerous Malachim want to say, to take it that far is not correct. You want me machmer, machmer, mavushko tzorkoi. But once the mice says mavushko tzorkoi, even yofloi do not need a case of garf v'kotum. Therefore, just to be practical, negate to most of our cases, even the case of a chulant over here, I assume most of us are entering Shabbos mavushko tzorkoi. It comes out, the Poshanaf community is truly the case of garf v'kotum or not. According to the Mishmur, that the proper thing, the Malach to be Machmer. That means the Svarim seem to understand the Malach to be Mishmur is not coming along to be Machmer in this situation. Therefore, it's enough to leave it as it is without Gor Fakotam. But again, the Chanish, according to the Chanish of Pshat in the Bialocha, Chanish himself argues. He holds not the way. But in the Bialocha, he comes along and says, Echlami, it's still in the case of Pachmat Techas, still in the case of Silphol over here. The Maiso, Anachlam. Now, in Chananya, we had the case of Ahetta Michael Ben Nassoy. When do we start counting the shear that has to be Michael Ben Nassoy? Chetz B'shuloi, Shlush B'shuloi. When is this? Is it Bezman Shabbos? Whenever Shabbos enters? Shkia? Or is it Bezman of your Kabbalah Shabbos? You make Kabbalah Shabbos 40 minutes beforehand. Go after your own Kabbalah Shabbos. What's that be Michael Ben Nassoy? The Bezman Mechan, the Lofi, did not in the case of Garf HaKotam. So there's a Sefer that told the Shmuel, 90 years ago, he comes and says, "Commit something after the Zman of Klisha Shabbos. People in Kabbalah Shabbos early. He wants to go say we go after the Locha of Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos 40 minutes before and an hour before, and goes after your Kabbalah Shabbos. He does discuss who's Kabbalah Shabbos, the husband or the wife. The wife can be Kabbalah it 40 minutes before, and the husband 10 minutes before. And what's man? She said Pasha goes after the one who's dealing with the food, which could be then they get the children to go after him." You have the chicken to go after her. Chiddush over here. Now he does point out, Sarachi and Lamaisa, what the correct halacha is after who. But he wants Tana goes after Kabbalah Shabbos. Maisa, the Svarim, being down the Talmud Shmuel, they point out the Chiddush does not seem to be that way from Rashi Shito. The Mishmuel's words are, Chidim Shkia Sachamo. And therefore, Mishmuel Mazaman, being down the Talmud Shmuel, says, where's in the world is Makov the Talmud Shmuel to make up this Chiddush over here? He disagrees. And therefore, afterwards, B'nei Mazdilbo, B'nei Shabbos, Aruch Shabbos, Peskei Teshuvos, Rabab, all come along. The Ik Halacha and the Maisa is you go after when Shabbos enters. Just Shlomo Zalman has a question. Let's say that the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. Maybe that's Nichol Negedah of when Shabbos enters, because then you were forced into Shabbos. But if I don't go after when you have your own personal Kabbalah Shabbos, go after either Shkia, maybe after the Tzibur Shabbos. Take it a step further. We're saying the Halacha of Ikka is Shkia. What about the B'dievet, B'mokka Mitzvah, do you have a heter to go after Tzeis? Tzeis. B'ik is a separate singer, the Loch and Tzim and Shin Men Beis. Loch over there is, they get to things that are Drabon, B'mokka Mitzvah. Maybe you can make a lot of B'nish Moshes. Therefore, Kamal Chaz Nishin says, let's say a person has B'mokka Mitzvah B'dievet, Yesha Min Lismarch, even until the situation of Tzeis. Therefore, the swarming down, Maisa, you can't make a lot until a singer of Tzeis. B'dievet, Mokka Mitzvah.
What does B'dievet mean? After you did it, or if you just
had a... That's one way of saying it. When Lush Shimon Beis, it says over there, I keep saying the two Lushan said over there, Shimon Beis. It's a Lushan of Shimon Beis, not our singer. Now, the Aloch is until Tzeis. Now, what is Tzeis? So it says Arfa Shabbos, very simple. You have now 30 minutes. It says a simple bottom, very simple. You have now at least 40 minutes, maybe longer, 58 and a half minutes. Now, why they have two different numbers is not really our sugya. It's a sugya of Kholius when it's Tzeis. The way the Orchid Shabbos come on saying we pass in Go'inim. So Ben Shmosh is 13 minutes. So after 30 minutes, you have Chase. The way how the single body come along to say it's 40 minutes after Moshe, that's how long you have until Chase. And those say 58 and a half minutes because that's after the Go'inim and Tam Shitom. So the question about Kalolius, what do you hold about Kalolius negate when the man says this? That means the only reason the Locha to be Choshish, we go after Chase, but you have Mokka Mitzvah. Which says each one on his own is a 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or 58 and a half minutes. Now, the Gator Michael Ben Nesoy, the shallow, what is the amount that's being cooked over here? The way the Bialoch Bizan Dakdomo, the Rashi Shita is Shlish Bishulai, that's how Meister tended for Rishon, go this way. That's how Hashemi, the Bialoch Bizan, the Ram Shita, that's Chetzi Bishulai, seems to be a Das Yochad, but Meister is a Machloikis over here. Loch Lameisa, the those who are passing on the Grave Shainim, Elu Shabbos, Shulchan Shloima, they say Meister got the Shlish Bishulai. That's how Hashemi, the Machab is very clear, it's been Rishon Dalit. So the loch is chetzi b'shuloi. Loch l'maisa b'shmur b'gzan a few times. The words of the grass over here. The chachilo person should do chetzi b'shuloi. Maisa b'di'evni go after shlish b'shuloi. Maisa himself said in the bialocha the correct and hungry is chetzi b'shuloi. Have mokamat chaki carry mekel the loch is shlish b'shuloi. Now practically, what does that mean? The chetzi and shlish. Let's say something cooks for 2 hours. So what's chetzi, what's shlish? So the ilam mizana chaznish, chetzi bishulai is 1 hour, and shlish bishulai is 40 minutes. Therefore, those go straight numbers. Let me take out a zochav shomer or simcha bonim. They go with straight numbers over here. Shomer, they go numbers. Atzad Hasheni, those mafakvik, they point out l'chura, the lumdus over here of Michael Menesoi is going to be eaten mishaset chak. Now the way I was brought down in the Mashak and Shula, he said he himself tested it. Agamdus Mavucha Chaburah on Thursday. That's sure not the Mitzias. That we take a case of a piece of meat, or you take a potato, and let's say it takes a while to get cooked. The way the Mashak says over, he says in the beginning it'll take 3 or 4 more times more to get to Chetzi than Chetzi to the end. So you take a potato, it takes let's say 2 hours. It'll take to get to Chetzi be after an hour and a half. Chetzi to the end will take another half hour. That's what time the Matthias is. Then he says, what is Chetzi over here? Again, I'm not saying what the Matthias is, because people were fighting about this on Thursday. I thought, most people thought Matthias is at the end to get cooked quicker. Others saying, forget them, you get cooked quicker. But Maisa, the way I wrote down the Svarim, at least, is at the end it gets cooked quicker over here. If so, the question, what defines Chetzi Mishulai, what's Shlish Mishulai? Therefore, the Marshak says, it cannot be based upon time. You take a piece of meat that takes 2 hours, after a half hour, after an hour, which is chetzi b'shulai, it's not going to be eaten b'shas b'chak. After 40 minutes, only a b'shas b'chak. Take that in a case of a potato. Then he says, what's the getter? It means the getter has to be going to be eaten b'shas b'chak practically. Then with the Kavachayim, and the Bignal Lochel Meister of Bosner, and the Liashiv, and the Piskechuba bring down this Ikim Malach, we go after not time-wise, that's what they call the Eichas. The Eichas of the meat. What's Chetzi Bishuloi? That's his man. How do you define that? It's very hard. You say, what's Nichon the Get to be eaten? Mishas Adchak. That's the Get to food. The Get to water, what exactly is the Shia of Baichel Ben Desoy? Because Mishnah has a case of Chamim and Tafshul. What's the case of Chamim? So the words of Mishnah Bura and simulation test in the grass over there is Chetzi Chimum. Half of Chimum. So the Ramosha points out, if it's chetzi chimum, so if it's slush bishulai, that's cold. And if it's chetzi bishulai, that's a little bit more than that. Tzadcham. So what exactly does it mean the chetzi chimum by the case of by water over here? So he wants to tie that, it must be that by case of slush bishulai, it's yas lettuce boy. And something more than that, chetzi bishulai, is a little bit more than yas lettuce boy. Now, get the how to fit into the words, yish lodin. It works much more better in the lotion of being practical and much less in the chanish in the gear to numbers over here. Because how do you apply to numbers in the gear the situation of when you have what defines this man being cooked over here? The Maisha of Mishmur does not sound like this way. Word Mishmur is Chetzi Chimum. Now, what is Yatz Lettuce Boy? So the Urkha Shabbat says, we know it's Bachlik, Yatz Lettuce Boy is 110 to 160. Therefore, he says this year is 160. The Simcha Bonim says the Shalom is 110 to 160. Therefore, his first Sefer came out in the Shabbos kitchen, he says 160. The time he printed next, he said 110. Then when he printed last, he said 160. Now, I see this from go back and forth with the numbers. I'm not clear why you should pick one over another. It's a shell of a drop on over here. can involve maybe the halacha is 110 the kula. If a carrot, the hashreit mobile, maybe it's 160. So I'm not clear under what number correctly you put it under. The shear the swarm says it's the yad slalas bari, that's the shear. Whatever the shear of yad slalas bari in mice is, not really the gate of the sugya, but that's the shear over here. What's chetzi bishulai, the gate of the sugya of water. So again, so we went through now the third hetter, I mean the first hetter is Kashi Gvava, the second hetter is Garfa Kotum, the third hetter is the sugya of Chananya of Michael Ben Asoy. The fourth hetter, the Gemara. Yes.
What's called circle?
So that we'll get to machlokes. We'll see a big problem with that. Now the question is: it has to be bubbling, or does that be 170 is enough? The real enough can be that we to earn. If you take water from your urn, that's 170. You put it on your cholent on Shabbos. Yoyv is a bishul deraisa is a mutl achila. Machlokes is simple upon a rabbi yet. You want to make it down a little nicer from early places. But those are first the three atar. The fourth atar of the sugya of the daflam zayin, the sugya of the smicha. I'd like to leave that for next kabura. What exactly the sugya of smicha is, mavucha and the gemara, what the kipt is, very important about Avram, Kiv Egya, and the bialoch over here. The fifth atar of the sugya of mitzamik v'raloi, mitzamik v'yocholoi. That means even in the case of mavushka and tarkoi, there's a machlokes over here, even for the chomim is a dafka to be makel when the situation is raloi, you can be makel even in the case of tziyocholoi. That means again, the gemara is very clear. We have Rav and Shmuel, the Meister that come and Rav Nachman, the one being Machmer, and say, Dafka Ravali can be Mekel. And Rav Sheni of Yechon and Rav Ukfa, the Meister says the person can be Mekel, the Ukfa may Mishon. Now, the question first is, in whose Shita is the Machlokes going in? Is it going to Chananya or Dafka and the Rabbanon? Now, they point out that first there's a Balaam over here. Amos is brought down, says the Chiddush Otzim, brought down the Beis Yosef. You come along in the Tainas, that you can have something that's Michael ben Asoy, and we cook it more, it's Raloi. You can have something that's Mavushko Tzorkoi, and it's Yafaloi. That means it's very clear, he says, because with Michael ben Asoy, the more you cook it, it's still Raloi. That means even in Chananyo, it comes out, it comes in the Balamor, Balamor saying, don't make like it's Raloi, Yafaloi is loud, dark in the Chomin, make like it's Raloi, Yafaloi is even in Chananyo. The Ramban, when he brings down the Balamor, it says, Ve'ilu Divei Atoyu. The way the Rashi says, how in the world can you have something that's Michael ben Nisoi, yet we cook it as Raloi? So you can answer different ways. The way the Chometz Chaim understands the idea of Raloi is something that's otzav, you get sad from it. So let's say you have these big pieces, and the more you cook it, it shrinks over here. You rather have a big piece that's half cooked to serve to Archim and to people like that, and small pieces that's fully cooked. You could argue in the Metzias, maybe the Shaykh. In the Shaykh, you rather have big pieces that's less cooked. That's Aleph. Another way, maybe I'm answering you, the Oilam Chabu one time, you have cookie dough. Cookie dough, the Maisa, is halfway baked. The more you cook it, it might be fully cooked. The Maisa, I don't want the way, it's for alloy. Others want to argue, no, cookie dough, that's one, if I want it that way, that's called fully cooked over here. Yesh lodi, yesh lain. Or, Batsim Lechor, there's a third way, Api Toysen, the Flavova Beis, the way he said over in the Shudas Beis Shammai, the way of Raloi and Yofaloi does not mean right now it's Raloi. Means after the Mavushko Tzorkoi, then it'll be Raloi. When it starts cooking it more and more, because it starts shrinking, it's Raloi. It doesn't taste that well. I do not want the way it's Otzav, I'll be depressed, not good for me. Therefore, right now is the Gedder of Raloi. I truly think it's Shambai, but you can say also in Beis Hillel over here. The different ways of answering the Balmor, we have Balmor's Chiddush over here. The idea, the concept is that even in Chananyo, in a case of Michael Bernasoi, that's the loch is. That to be Mekel is daf in the case of Raloi, not Yofaloi. And there is a Sheikh Mitzvah to have a case of Raloi. Until Hashem, they point out, the Rishon disagree. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Meiri, they quote the Balmor, they say it's a Pelo. The Haigun does not disagree with this. They want to quote the Chananyo, that Michael Mansoi does not need Garvin Kotum. Certainly a case of Yofaloi, of Hadal. The Machlik is Raloi, Yofaloi is only in the Abonim Shito. Of course, the Rabbanu hold in the Mavush Kod Tzorkoi. By then, the question is it enough when there's Mavush Kod Tzorkoi a Gamet Siyafloi, or still in the case of a Raloi? Now, they point out the traces on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, who has sounded like the Balamor. He says, Chananya holds, the loch is, it's Moti, even though it's Tzamek Viyafloi. How do I know, says Chananya, says Tosfos? Because in fact, the Mishnah in the first paragraph in Daf Yutasa Beis is Chananya, and over there we have a case of a Beitza, and a Beitza over there is Mistam Kriyafaloi, must be the Chananya is Mekel Kriyafaloi. Says the Marashah, says the Maram, you have to come on. How do you know Chananya and the Maisa is Mekel by the case of Yafaloi? Because the Mishnah over there is like Chananya. Just say the reason why it's Michael, because every Michael from the side is Yafaloi. The simple meaning of the Tosfos is he holds like the Balamor, that he could have a case of Michael ben Nasai, and still the case of Raloi. Among the Rishonim, how to pass it upon this question, Yafaloi, Raloi, who are the four Malach among the Rishonim? Now you have to realize again that two Machlokes over here. Number one, Chananya and the Rabbanon, Michael ben Nasai, Mavush called Tzarkoi, and number two, Mestam ki Yafaloi, Mestam ki Raloi. Halacha, either you can be like the Rif and the Rambam, be Machmer and both. Number one, Pascha like Chomim. And number two has to be a case of Raloi. Missing one or the other has to be a case of Gara for Kotum. Number two, you can pass him Fakert, both the Kula, like Rashi and Taisis. The number one, the case over here is situation of Michael ben Nasai, and even the case of Yafaloi. Number three, the way it's brought down the Ben Chanal, the two ways we can get down the Ben Chanal. One, Taisis brings down the Ben Chanal, pass him the Kula Chanavio. Commonly, Rosh says there's no Raya what the Ben Chanal passes. Pass the Chachom or the Rabbanon. But the locha is, it has to be, it can still be making the case of Yafaloi. That means you do not have to pass the Chanan with Abadon, and still be making with the locha of Yafaloi. The fourth malach, the way how the Balamor's coming to be passing over here, is that the shita is, you can make on one, but not on both. Balamor brought down by Yisrael is, you either you make a Michael ben Nasai, but dafkin is the situation with Svaloi, or you make a Mavushko Tzorkoi, but even in the case of Yafaloi, can be mekel either chananu rabbanon or yafaloi v'raloi, but cannot be mekel on both. Again, the chiddush malach over here, they can be mekel chananu, but dafka raloi. You pass on the chum, even by the case of yafaloi. That's the balamor. Halacha, how may sarah come on to be paskin? So again, the mechaber starts off with the rift of ramti machman both. We come on to bring down chananu, the yesh oimim, the second shita. Read the ramah slowly. He says yesh oimim shkos nishbashul kamaychul ben nasoi. Now the mice is enough. Aleph. Oi, nishbashim called Tzarkoi, v'yafaloi. Again, the Ramos says, the Mechaba says, number one, you can be Mekel with Michael ben Nasai, and number two, you can be Mekel with Mavush called Tzarkoi, v'yafaloi. Points out, Prima Godim, Reb Kivager, and others, what's the Mechaba saying? The Balmor Shito. You can either be Mekel or Michael ben Nasai, or Nishbash called Tzarkoi v'yafaloi. That means Michael ben Nasai only v'raloi. He's very clear. He says, when he can be Mekel v'yafaloi, Mavush called Tzarkoi. That's the only time he can make Mekel v'yafaloi, Mavush called Tzarkoi. Or he can make a Michael ben Nasai. Says the Kivega, says the Prima Godim, he's been going like the Balamor, he'll only make in Chananya, only in one and not the other. That's in Losh Mechab is Losh the Torah. Says the Drisha, Echnami, the Balamor. Look up Losh and Lavush.
Not what I say, don't say
Raleigh. No, I know, but that's a contrast. That's a contrast. Why is he saying it for? Look up Lavush, he says the same Loshin. Says the Babush Yantiv, Tosin Yantiv. What does he mean? He means the Balamor Shito. That the only time Maisa person can be Michael is a situation when Michael ben Nasai won the case of Raleigh. They point out, keep reading the Machaber, he goes on further. He says over here, when could a person be Michael? And when, I'm saying, when do you need a case of Gar for Kotum? He says you need it with less than Michael ben Nasai. Kama says, when do you need it with less than Michael ben Nasai? He does not say you need it with Michael ben Nasai in the case of Yafaloi. Ferkim Kiregir, Ferkim Godin, Stira's Mechaber over here. Stira. It starts off, after the case of Yafaloi, you can make a Mavush called Tzarkoi. Then he says, when do you need a case of Gar for Kotum, it's less than Michael ben Nasai. Say Michael ben Nasai, the case of Yafaloi. Stira. So the six different Prima Godim is grappling with this question over here. Let's look at the Shari and see the Sivkot and Ayin. And he just seems to understand the Pesham and Mechaber is also like the Balamor. The only time the person can be Mekel, the verse called Tzarkoi, V'yafaloi. Not Michael ben Nasai, V'yafaloi. Maisa, what do we have on the Hog of Klai Yisot? Maisa, to be Mekel, Anachlem. The question is when to take this Anachlem. A massive Afghimina now. Maybe the whole entire Nachalem is Dafka's situation, which Mavush, with Michael ben Nasai, true, but Dafka, it's Raloi, not Yafaloi. The Maisha of the Pimgonim, even though it goes back and forth upon this question, the Mechaber, the Maisha said the Minik the Nachlem, even by the situation, what's Michael Mirsai, Viofoloi. The Tila David says, Avadas Ikel Alocho, he says the Balmo is a Das Yochid, and the Oidi wants to answer the Mechaber. The reason why the Mechaber says Dafkur on the case of Mavushko Tzarkoi, he did not say Raloi, Michael Mirsai. He's come to say Chiddush, even Michael Mavushko Tzarkoi, Viofoloi, it only needs a little bit of a Chitoi. And there's more of a reason to be machmer in the case of Moshko Tzarkoi, when the case of Yofloi, drop more of a chitoy. Still, that case, still a meister person can be Michael. He put in.
Rama says, Ayafilu, he continues. One, two, Ayafilu, Tana.
I don't know what Tana, I'm not sure what you're referring to, what the case of here is.
It's Rama,
right there. You can just Ayafilu, Tana. Rama's next words, he adds in right after the second
thing. I'm not sure what your flow is. I'm saying Pshat Mechaber, you want to say Ramah?
No, Ramah's continuing off the Mechaber.
Again, the Mechaber, the meaning of the Mechaber is that the case over here of Michael ben Nisoy, the Allah of Dr. Rabbi.
Oy, afilu.
So you're saying the Ramah's saying, you're not saying Mechaber. I'm saying Pshat Mechaber, saying Pshat Ramah.
I think the Ramah's explaining
Mechaber. Here?
The Ramah's flow shows you
Pshat. Okay, I guess I'll.
No, he continues Ayafilu. Show me what steps.
So Maisa, the Pimgon says, the meaning is you make even the make of a case over here of Michael ben Asai, that's the case of Yofaloi. Tildola says that's the way, even once he's traveling the Chabal here. Mishmu, when he says the Locha simulation test, he gets back the Klom of Shia. Maisa says, on that level, where? Even the case of Michael ben Asai, that's a case of Yofaloi. I mean, it's true that the Shaila had to be the Mechaber, but the Nachlam, how far it takes the Nachlam, we leave them as is. Maisa, we seem to leave them as is. Not like the Das Yoch and the Chiddush of the Balmor, but like Rebbe Shenu Manachlem, to be making all the cases Meichel Menasoi, even though the cases Yofaloi. Now the gate to the sum of the Klom, the gate to Mestamikloi, Veraloi. First, the different question they discuss. Let's say something you have in your pot, certain things that are Yofaloi, certain things that are Raloi. So what do you go after? The Raloi or Yofaloi? That means the person wants to be Machmer, wants to say the Lochis, you need to have a case of Gorf and Kotum. Until the case is Raloi. So let's say you have in a pot two things, Raloi and Yofaloi. Instead of Pimagon, we go after the Roy. Pimagon is immigration and tests. Gavul Khori, you can argue the point, so you go after the what is the Iker. Let's say the meat is Raloi, the vegetables is Yofaloi, or vice versa. So you can argue the point, Khori, you go after the Iker. Let's say a situation, you must sopek if it's Raloi or Yofaloi. So then the Bialoch Be'os brings down the Eli Rabo, it brings down the Pimagon is immigration and tests. The Maisa said to be Machmo here, otherwise, Nichol again of Dash Shaitim. To answer your question, why? Otherwise, they're going to get a dash straight.
So why is it that you have one
thing
that's high, and
you have one which is not high? So we'll get a kiddush that's next to you, but you're discussing a rally of Yofaloi.
It's a chumra on a chumra.
Or it's dash straight on a chumra, correct. Now, until now, we're discussing rally of Yofaloi. A little bothers me, what happens if something is powerful? It's not rally, it's not Yofaloi, you just want to heat something up. And doesn't really shrink it, make it bad, or doesn't make it better. In the fact of you wouldn't shrink it. I just want the hot. It's very soft. I don't see it among the place game. What lacha is negate something that's powerful? Yofaloi is better. Chulent is better. Raloi, it gets smaller. What's powerful? It doesn't make it better, it doesn't make it worse, it just makes it hot. L'chur al-pisvar, I would say over, that since there is no reason to go stoke it, it's not Yofaloi. I say Parvel had the same look like Raloi. Like I don't see it anywhere discussed in this case. I'm not sure why. Why need that the loss of Raloi, loss of being odds of here, of side of here?
We've been there, it's hot, it's Yofaloi.
Yeah, it gets hot, but again, the idea of Yofaloi, the food gets to kick, the food's better over here.
Yeah, but when it comes hot, it's better.
You want it hot.
Parvel. No, it is hot. It's hot. What's it stoking for? The idea of, when discussing cooking over here, the food gets better. What's Yofaloi? So you're saying Yofaloi means hot? Anyone say that?
Well, if it's not hot, you're the swear that you were saying that why would you want to stoke it? So you even have to get
so you're saying you argue the swear over here, but you might know it's in the case of parable.
Yeah, sure, that sounds like
why? I think a lot of people.
It's either
going to
be good or it's
going to
be bad.
I disagree. A little bad. I disagree. Yes, Lord. Now we say we go after the case of here, Besam Ruala, Yofaloi, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah. The Chorin discussed go after Roy B'nai Odom or go after the person himself personally. So reading of Mishabua that he's also by the way Shalom Zalman and others bring down, the Chorin go after the person personally. Now the Issa Khan Kiyevsky, if so, what happens if you have different people eating it? Some people want it smaller but tastes better, or they want it well done, others want it more raw. So the Pashti go after one who's a Chorin for the cooking over here. Don't go after the one who Maisa was eating over here. They get involved with, let's say, the one that Chway cares about, the one eating it. You should learn these type of questions. The next chapter, the sixth chapter, is the Sugya Daf Yuchasa Bey, is the Sugya of Kiddur Chayso. Now, in the Gemara, Kamal points out, number one, we have a heter, if you have a full pot of meat over here. And number two, we have a second heter, even if you have a full pot that's going to be cooked and be cooked for a while, we throw in one piece of meat, a raw piece of meat, or slamaisis butter. That means Gemara has two heterim, a whole pot of raw, or one piece of meat, slamaisis raw. The reason why it's water, the Gemara says, Asuche Messiah Daitai. Where's the Machab? The idea of being Messiah Das from the pot over here. That means where the Choyim and Rishonim can explain the way to be Samech on the Heter, Kiddur Chaisa, on this raw piece of meat, is you need two things. Number one, that when you stoke it tonight, it still will not be ready to be eaten tonight. You have this raw piece of meat you put in right before Shabbos. Even if you stoke the fire, you make it very high fire, still the meat cannot be eaten tonight. And number two, even tomorrow it does not need to be stoked. What will happen by the time it gets tomorrow, the Shabbos meal by 11 o'clock, the mice will be ready to be eaten. When you have these two klolim over here, het nichol again a kiddur chayso. That's the you say this Sefer Yosher, the Agolis Mordechai, wrote down in the grass, Meshmuah, Meikah, the Paiskim over here. Again, there is a job, different malach over here, back and Meikah, the Meiri, wants to know that a person is Messiah Das, can want to eat it, leave it for tomorrow. But the Ikhnas from did not seem to go this way. It seemed to understand that even the stoke of the mice would not be ready to be eaten tonight. Now, the Beisheish does discuss that this figure is a Dafid Chesel Beis, not brought down by us. The Shell is this a Heter Kiddur Chayse Dafid by the Sugya of Tanner, even by the Sugya of Kira, by the case of a stovetop over here. So, by case of by us, Dafid Chesel Beis, one terrace, one tiny is a Heter Dafid in case of Tanner, yet Tosin the Chesel Beis says it's a Heter by the case of Kira. And therefore, the Beis Yosef come along and it says, Maskona, not like the Agud and the Goyis Oshri, but it says, Api, the way we showed him, the Loch is applied even in the case of Akiva, Yisemach and the Rambam, the Smak, the Torah, it's the Loch Kiddur Chayse, side by Tanner, side by the case of Akiva. For certain things. We'll get to Swaz Watan Machalik, why he has certain coolers over here. Now, we're saying the loch over here is even the stoke would not be ready to be eaten tonight. So it speaks out the Chavetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan. Well, let's say it will be ready to be eaten at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning. Is it be ready to be eaten tonight, but not Bezman HaSudo? Is that still going to have a Heter Kiddur Chayso? Says the Chavetz Chaim, it means the Zman of the Sudo. If I stoke be ready at 2 in the morning, what does it help me? That's meaningless over here. It means the Zman Achil over here. That means if I stoke it, it'll be ready, Mizma Sudo, it'll be also. If I stoke it, it'll be ready, 2 in the morning, my Mizma Sudo, smoked over here. Now we're saying that we have a Heter Kiddur Chayso, something that's Ruah. What does the definition of Ruah over here mean? The Bach has a Chiddush, the Shaitzim means on the Bach, it says it means until Shlish Bishulay is Ruah. They point out that once it's Shlish Bishulay, you have a Heter Chananya, before you have a Heter Kiddur Chayso. Mizma Chavetz Chaim says, do not go this way. Go like the Taz among Avom, that's in the words of the Mechaber, has to be something that's not in the Shbashul Klal. Now, the Taz and the Magavom, when they say this halacha, not to be cooked at all, there is a question of what are we discussing over here? Is it Dafka meat or other Yerukas over here? That means the way the Rambam writes in Yad, he writes Bosachai, Dafka raw piece of meat. And therefore, the Mishmur brings down the Taz among Avom, it means a Dafka, a raw piece of meat. Again, when the Taz among Avom, when they say it over, they're saying it over in the case in the Ger to one pot, and Mishmur took in the case in the Ger to everything in the pot is raw meat. I mean, there are two cases in the Mechaber. The whole entire pot is raw, and one piece is raw. The Taz among Avom says on the second time, Mishmur says on the first time, Pashas Swam said there is no chilik, both of the mice, the loch is dafka, a raw piece of meat. The reason why there might be a difference between the two is that the Rambam appears from Mishnayis to come along and says the case of Yerukas. And again, the Pesachim don't like it, but come along the Machzor Shekel brings on the place of Shabbos, he wants to tie in the idea of Yerukas will only help when it's one piece over here and then it's nicker. Avad in a whole entire pot, Avad is not shy of the center of by vegetables. The whole entire pot, the Maestro, Avad is going to be eaten tonight. So Dafke by one piece, and that's why the Taz among Avom said about the case of one piece. That's it's sad over here. Maestro, we come along and say the Loch of here is assigned one piece, and sign the gate to the whole entire pot, dafka by raw piece of meat. Lloyd, even answer the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos when it says the case of lab dafka meat, even vegetables, come along the Shabbos of Pirush Mishnayos. No, they want Taino dafka things that if you stoke will not be ready tonight, like lentils. They point out if you stoke will be ready to eat tonight. Otherwise, things that can be ready to eat tonight will not have the setter. But Echshia, to answer Pshat and Pirush Mishnayos. That means there seems to be a serious yad versus Pirush Mishnayos wrote on the base of is dafka raw meat or other things over here, even vegetables? The place can go to all cases dafka raw meat, and they want to answer the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Now, to take you say dafka raw meat, let's say you have a case over here of take water. It's a massive pot over here. No matter how far you stoke the pot of water, mice will not be ready to be tonight, only ready tomorrow. Can we have this heter over here of a big pot that's not a raw piece of meat inside? It's heter dafka by a raw piece of meat? But anything that's not shaykh tonight. So the Chanish discussed the case by the pot of water and said, we'll take the lumpus over here. It's not a din in the kinder chais, a raw piece of meat. Anything that a pile that you stoked tonight will not work for tonight and does not need for tomorrow, the mice and smolter. That says the Chodeshana, you go after them and see us over here, brought down by the Pesach Chuvus and the Shturmach and others. Hagam and Chaim no one say, no, Chazal say, dafka a raw piece of meat, no enough to dwell in the Shurim. Mice and smolter seem to go not the way. We go after the lumdus shuba. The lumdus is whatever you have a part of something, a whole type part of something, or a piece of something, that if you stoke would not be right tonight, nichol get him a siyach das, the mice will be mutter for tomorrow. I mean, if it's mutter for tomorrow, then the person can't do it tonight. For Shabbos, Shia, not the case of Gar for Kotum. Now, let's say a person, he puts a raw piece of meat, and he plans to eat it 2 in the morning. He plans to eat 2 in the morning. Not bizman asudo. Come on, Shabbos Amen. Points out with the Bialocha and the Chayyuan of the Heter. That is lav dafka in the din of Zman Sudo. It means you plant and you extract to go eat it over here. Chayyuan have this Heter kudu chayso. Hagam, the Bina Nachanish, who wants to disagree, quotes Chavetz Chaim. Says, no, once you have a Heter kudu chayso, loy goes to Chachomim. Rav Ozzy goes this way. Shabbos Amen says, where in the world you have right to make up the set over here? Maisa, the whole idea of Heter Mesiechtas, you're not Mesiechtas. What mean, Chazal loyal chachamim to be makel over here? So the Sfarim seem to go up Yisvarshvoy that the heter again has to be practical. Practically, you do not plan to eat tonight. Do not need to be stoked tonight. Stoked tonight will not work, and not need to be stoked tomorrow. Then we're starting on the heter kudu chayso. Building upon this, they say if so, let's take you to a regular case. Let's say you have a pot. They not plan to eat tonight. You plan to eat tomorrow. A regular pot. Put inside it's hot, not kudu chayso. Do you plan to eat the maisa tomorrow? Do you have a hetem? Let's take the lumdus a step further over here. So, come on the Beis Yosef, it brings down again the machlokes, bein simcha, the goyish Mordechai, the maisa they want to be makel. Come on the Beis Yosef himself, he says, the maisa would not go this way. They had to dafka in kudu chayso and not in other cases. Nivalos the maisa, the bach, and eliyahu are machmer. However, come on the Bialoch, it says, true, it's machlokes. We are machmer, but b'diavad yishal milisborch apid the klom the gate of sugya of atmono. Meaning, we'll get to the sugya of atmono. We'll see over there. Let's say a person is machmer something. They plan to eat tomorrow. Let's say you hold your crackpot ma'aser by atmono. Machlokes among the achrimis manazeh b'kel alochel ma'aser mutter. Those who want to be machmer, you want machmer. You go to someone else's house. He ma'aser do that tomorrow. It's just chilling over here. Ma'aser chilling only eat during the next day. Can you go eat it? Before Shema says you can't eat it, could you miss the echtas for the next day? Before the local badr, even you hold a crackpot is wrong, maisi can't eat it for the next day. It will be not wrong to go do it. Therefore, it says it be a local by us also sif aleph negated to give shiur. Person did something that was incorrect, but he plans to leave it open for the next day. If it's not wrong to maisi is no knas yishu mi lusmar maisi person can't eat it. Now this halacha negated to kiddur chaisel. The Mechabel gets him in Rishon Dalet, says Alocha only applies the case to get to Kiro, but not negate to out to the Tanis Bizman Chazal. Now, again, the get to Kiddur Chaisa, the question is just like with the case of Michael Ben Asai, when's his man? And Kiddur Chaisa, what's his man referring to? When's the time over here? So, first, the words of the Mishabur called the Magavram is Samach Lishkiyah, Samach Hashaycha Mamish. It's close to, Mamish close to Shabbos, you have a head to Kiddur Chaisa. So, again, the question is, who Shabbos? My Shabbos, my Kabbalah Shabbos, or the Tzibah Shabbos, Shgi over here. It says, some of the Hashaych HaMamish, whose Shabbos are we discussing over here? So again, I told the Shmuel, the Shittosai, He says you go after your own Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeshlam and something, you must stop it. Whose Shabbos is going after it? The one cooking it, not the one cooking it. But again, the same, you said over here. So the Chur, the one who's dealing with it, we go after his Kabbalah Shabbos. Over here, we have a Vosner and the Chodeshani, the Maisim, they go this way. The one time that the whole Yisrael over here is being Masiach Das. I'm in Kabbalah Shabbos, Masiach Das over here. It's not the Yisrael over here negate the idea, Michael Ben Nisari, the Yisrael over here is Masiach Das. Once I'm in Kabbalah Shabbos, the Maisim, at the end of the day, Masiach Das. The word of the Chodeshani says what? Kiddush Chais is not for people who have to serve Shabbos. By the Kiddush Chais, even people have to serve Shabbos over here. They point out that Beis Yosef says at the end of the day, what to go do? Beis Yosef says at the end of the day, do Kiddush Chais. Chometz Chaim says, the Maisim, what should be Kabbalah Shabbos? 20, 30 minutes beforehand. Beis Tamil Gimel. So come along the Chometz Chaim, sounds like he's saying, the Maisim, the Aloch Kiddush Chais, go after a person's own Kabbalah Shabbos over here. Which they point out, the same piece of meat can have two heterim. Could have a heter of Kiddush Chais, the graphic of all the Shabbos, and Michael Ben Nisai gets a Shabbos, let's be sure, the heter of Michael Ben Nisai. Kiddush over here. After the Shani, you read the Mishmuah, Sivkot, and the Pasha Mishmuah, his words are, Samach, the Shkia, Mamish. He says the word Shkia, not Kabbalah Shabbos. And the Shabbos goes this way, and Shlomo Zalman says, the Sfari over here is to go after Shkia over here. And the Chori brings out a Tol Shmuel and says, I do not know Makar, why in the world would be Mekel over here. Chori said, why I Masiach Das? Maisa, when a person become a Shabbos, Masiach Das from them not doing Malacha. Not Masiach Das for you doing Malacha. Right? Women Kabbal Shabbos, they ask the husbands all the time to go do things. Change the fire, do the blech, no, put on the lights. They ask all the time, where's Masiach Das not doing Malacha? Not Masiach Das for them not doing Malacha. But they tell other people to go do Malacha. Telling the kids to go do malacha, be mavucha, they have a heter or not, less by mitzvah, above by mitzvah. The meister not misyech das. But therefore, most from say, what's it get a kiddush chayso? They say that halacha is the chur, like this meeting of the Mishnah Berurah, the chur should go after this man of shkia mamish. A sharmer, or a Shabbos, or a carp, or some gobon, they come along and say the get is after shkia mamish. Otherwise, they're not misyech das. I'm sorry?
If you're
Kabbalah
Shabbos earlier, like you
tried to raise
earlier.
Oh, we'll have to get there. Yes, you want practically. Let's first get the sheet and then get the practical. But you take a step further over here is that what is saying Kiddush Chais has to be a raw piece of meat. When is it out of the pasha of being a raw piece of meat? Again, the words of the Bach is Shlish Bishuloi. We hold, that's not together. When is it together Kiddush Chais? So the word of Mishavua is loy nishbashal klal. It was not cooked at all. It can be cooked at all. Says the Chanish, what does that mean? Loy yagia liyad sladis boy. It did not get hot. Or Chashabbos, Peskechuvah, is it being done together? It cannot get hot. Not yad sladis boy. Whatever the shiyad sladis boy is. Or it still has a different word to not get soft over here. But ikhlas from go, the word loy nishbashal klal, the mice did not get hot over here. Building upon these yisaitis over here, do we practically have a heter Kiddush Chais? Practically, there really come two avenues to be machmer. Number one, again, the state of the heter has to be when you stoke it tonight, it will not be ready for tonight. And tomorrow, you do not need to stoke it at all. Today, when we use our stovetops, or we use our ovens over here, we can put on a very high flame, but it might be ready for tonight. So come on, Shlomo Zalman, and Abliyashim, and the Chodeshani, and Israel, and Archa Shabbos, and Numis Farm, come on, say, all our utensils that we cook with, come up, get to one, is not shaykh the Kiddush Chais, because you can put it on high, or be right to be eaten tonight.
For the same reason except,
no. Except, for one case, a crackpot. Crackpots are called a slow cooker. For a reason. It's a slow cooker. Now, true, there are certain crackpots that are not slow cooker, but most of them that we're buying on mice are slow cookers. Therefore, you can put it on high, and the children, when you put in a raw piece of meat, will not be ready to be eaten that night. That means practically most of our cases of the ma'aser are not shaykh, except by the case of a crackpot. Void, you have a bay over here. We're saying the loch in the gate to some l'shkiyo cannot be nichl negeder of yad sladis boy. If so, Kamal Chavnishni points out his words are nafal biyot din kedera chayso yesh l'tzamtzim. Kamal Shabbos 20 minutes beforehand. It comes Shabbos over here, it's Yad Sladis Boy. Right before the Shvi'i Shabbos has this problem, Rav Henkin, the Chodeshani, they come along and they have this problem here, where's the Kiddush Chais? Number one, again, practically we can stoke things and make it cook. We wait for eating tonight. And number two, by the time we hit Shabbos, Yad Sladis Boy, the Chur to answer, and the Moshe says it is Shai Kiddush Chais, is that if you take a raw piece of meat and put it into your crack pot right before Shabbos, or a half hour or an hour before Shabbos, it's frozen, the insides, when it hits Shabbos, is still cold. But see, it's wise. Inside your crack pot, if it's a big piece of meat, thick piece of meat, inside when it's frozen, by the time it hits Shabbos, the mice is still cold, not yatz lo svoy. So is it shaykh b'zman hazeh? It is shaykh. In most cases, it's not practical. But certain times, when you're running late, it is possible. That means, let's say right before Shabbos, you find out the guests coming, want to take out the meat from the freezer, put inside your cholent. My brother once went to my sister's house, took out meat from the freezer, put inside the cholent, ended up being horse meat. We'll have to deal with it a different time over here. Once after they get to the cholent. The maisa, for that, the maisa, it's mutter, it's frozen. By the time we hit Shabbos over here. Now the maisa of Berkowitz says over, the hetter over here, can be something with manazeh, when you have, it's frozen inside. He does discuss, the maisa, right now we see we have a hetter of Chananya, we have a hetter of Kibbutz Chaisa. Which one should be stomach on more than the other? Chavetz Chaim is very clear, you have a choice of Chananya and Kibbutz Chaisa, it says it's better to be stomach on the sugya of Kibbutz Chaisa. Maisa of Berkowitz says, once we have these problems with manazeh, the Sama not that happy with it, Pashim is manazeh, bed be semich on the hetter Chananya, not be case of Gorka Kotum, be semich on the hetter Kiddur Chayso. Again, if the answer around all this, just make sure it's Gorka Kotum. But if you don't want to do Gorka Kotum, the Shaila should do a Nachlem of Chananya, or do the case of Kiddur Chayso over here. Benishim, we left out one hetter, the seventh hetter of Tos Petit, we're not going to involve in that seven Rishon Dalet, Benishim will get to. On Wednesday, we'll go through some 5 points over here. We left out the heter of Samoch, number one. Number two, the sugya of Tanner. Number three, the sugya of Kupach. Number four, Ovav Vashah, Shokach Vashah. And number five, what happened on Shabbos clocks in the gate of the sugya of Shia? Shlacha.
Let me just impress you. This is what I was